So if you don't have time to read, at least watch TV. This is episode 35 of the Leadersmith podcast. Stay tuned and I'll explain what I mean by that.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So in episode 32, I was talking about what are you reading, and I was unpacking some strategies to read more. I recognize that many people still don't have time or the desire to read. And so I want to talk about how you can educate yourself in a different way. And so I've been a director of Great Business Networking's education program for 3.5 years now. And in the second lesson that I did back in 2016, I talked about this very topic, but I've updated this now. So since many of my listeners did not get to see that lesson presented in 2016, and a bunch of you just didn't do it, I'm going to go back over it again. So there's one easy way to grow, and that's watching TV. I mean, now you can't watch the housewives of whichever city or county or whatever and think that that's going to help you. That's not going to do anything for you. But if you are judicious and you watch the right kind of TV, it'll help you grow your business acumen. And there are two shows primarily that I want to emphasize here, but I'm going to list about 24 different shows that will help you grow in your ability to think and reason about business and become the kind of leader that you want to follow. So the first is Shark Tank and the second is The Profit. Shark Tank is very well known in American reality TV. It's essentially America's version of a British and a Canadian show called Dragon's Den. And if you run out of episodes of Shark Tank, you can YouTube Dragon's Den and find many, many seasons of both the Canadian and the British version. The Canadian and British versions are like dark and gloomy, and it's a little shocking to watch after you've watched Shark Tank, but it's essentially the same stuff. So it's taking the views of entrepreneurs and then it's matching them with VCs. So you're getting to see through VCs' eyes, venture capitalists' eyes, of what is important to business. So that's really important. You're going to understand how venture capitalists think about money, how they price a business, that's business valuation, what entrepreneurs need to do to be successful, because they'll tell them, look, you're not ready, or you didn't do this, or whatever. They'll tell you why. You'll see in these episodes why VCs bet on this entrepreneur over that, or why they bet on the entrepreneur as opposed to a product. Okay, so that's really important. The second one is The Profit. This is I prefer The Profit over the Shark Tank because I am a management professor, so I tend to look at the management side of things far more than the business structure side of things. So The Profit also provides us free, very valuable education. And Marcus Lemonis is the CEO of Camping World. He invests his own money in these struggling businesses, and he's trying to be educational. I prefer The Profit over Shark Tank. I actually use, I rotate different episodes of The Profit that I'll watch with my class, and we'll stop and unpack things. I'll say, like, show me what you see, good or bad leadership or management. And then, you know, we'll see that. But he's intentional about teaching his audience, and he focuses on people, process, and product. And, you know, he really understands that people are the hardest one to unwind. But process is often the easiest to fix. And he talks about, you know, the differences between those, and you can see people, process, and product. And if you have a great product and you have, and you can fix the process and you can work on the people, you're in good shape. But sometimes you just can't do it because the product is terrible. Remember New Coke? Okay, that was a terrible product. It wasn't going to go anywhere. So at any rate, so the Shark Tank and The Profit are two that I would highly recommend. There are 11 seasons of Shark Tank so far. It's on ABC, CNBC, Hulu, Amazon Prime. There's 7 seasons of The Profit. It's on CNBC and it's on Amazon Prime. And then there are other shows. So I'm going to cover almost 24 here. The Profit has a spinoff called The Partner, where Lemonis is looking for, and I really like this one because he's looking for it's like a survivor kind of thing about finding somebody to work for him. Not, no, that's kind of more apprentice-like, but that's what he was doing in that. There's another spinoff where he evaluates previous episodes and gives more thought about it. Shark Tank also has spinoffs. Beyond the Tank is one of those, or Main Street, where they go into a town that's struggling in, you know, in the, like in a rust belt or something, and try to rehabilitate struggling businesses. If you're into invention, there's a great show, All American Makers. This is the Science Channel's version of Shark Tank, where they take entrepreneurs and inventors, and then they, you know, look at actually creating products, and then, you know, helping them move the product from invention to actual product. And that's pretty interesting. If you're into food or hotels or whatever, there's a wide assortment of episodes or of different shows, like Food Fortunes, which is Shark Tank on the Food Network, Bar Rescue. The guy that does Bar Rescue is actually a pretty smart guy. I just don't care because I don't care about bars, but he does a really good job with it. Okay, there's also Restaurant Impossible. I mention Restaurant Impossible only because there's one episode. Restaurant Impossible isn't like the others. They just rehab the business. It's more like a house flipping show. But one episode, season 11, episode 2, is about Valentino's, which was on the corner of Old Trolley Road and Dorchester Road in Somerville. And they're trying to rehabilitate Valentino's, which looks like a raging success, except roll the clock forward and Valentino's is gone and it's now the Swiggin Swine. It's just a really interesting episode. Okay, anyway, Hotel Impossible is another one that's like that, rehabilitating hotels. Undercover Boss is a really interesting one because it gives the perspective of a CEO who goes and works and does just manual labor at the lowest levels within his organization. He gets to see how his employees actually function, and that's really interesting. Secret Millionaire, the millionaire looks for worthy organizations to support. Again, he's undercover. Nobody knows that he's a millionaire, but he's looking for worthy organizations to support. Million Dollar Buyer comes from the perspective of the CEO of a very large chain of restaurants, hotels, and entertainment. And it's from his perspective as he's buying for his restaurants and hotels. And you're getting to see how he's processing. Life or Debt. Victor Antonio helps people, you know, dig out of financial trouble, and you're getting to see all the process that they're going through. Million Dollar Listing is great for those of you who are into real estate to see how, you know, listings in major cities are done, and there's a wide range of house flipping shows, and you can watch those. I don't really care for the house flipping shows. Barter Kings is pretty good for understanding where value lies in trading. Staten Island Hustle and Cleveland Hustle. There's another one with LeBron James called Cleveland Hustle. I like Staten Island Hustle because I grew up in New Jersey, two towns over from Staten Island. So I just kind of like the culture involved. But these guys are really thinking about how to do deals. Does Someone Have to Go? This is a really interesting one. There was only one season, but they were essentially saying the president or CEO of the organization would say something like, okay, well, you all are complaining and you want to have the power of being the boss, so you get to be the boss. And you get to be the boss for X number of days, and you even get to decide if somebody has to go, if you're going to fire someone. It's really kind of a chicken's way out, but then you can start to see the dynamics between people as they're thinking about, like, who amongst us are really pulling their weight? Who are the slackers? And that kind of thing. I'm sorry that there's no shows for insurance agents, like Actuarial Emergency or something like that. There's just nothing in that kind of genre. One of my favorites is Undercover Billionaire. There was only one season, and that's because of the guy's health. His name is Glenn Stearns. He's a legit multi-millionaire. There's arguably whether he's a billionaire or not, but when you're a multi-millionaire, it doesn't really matter. So he's made a claim that, hey, look, you can drop me anywhere in the United States, and within 90 days, I'm going to start my own business, and I will have it as $1 million business in 90 days. Just give me $100 to get started. And it's a fascinating series, and I would highly recommend that. And then, of course, the show that made the industry was The Apprentice. It was one of the earliest shows in the business as entertainment genre, and Donald Trump made a fortune on it, and he made his name doing it. Now, I'm going to tell you more about this in another episode. I'm just out of time, but in another episode, I'm going to talk about the background to The Apprentice. So, I mean, The Apprentice and the Prophet and Shark Tank just had staying power. Others flopped. Some just didn't do so well. And that reminded me of the quotation for contemplation for today, which comes from David Ogilvy, master marketer. He said, "Great marketing only makes a bad product fail faster." Okay, that's all that I have for this episode. Thank you for your time and attention, and I'll talk to you next time.